Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Penis retreated into my body, mate.
Yeah, that's the excuse.
But it was right. Out.
It was out, mate. It was out looking around, seeing the sights.
Nice change from your dad's ass.
Oh, that's fucking horrible, mate. How long would it have to be all the way in Lincoln? Fucking 13-mile cock.
Lincoln.
Over 13 miles, isn't it?
Stinking Lincoln.
It would stink, yeah. It'd be going through fields and rivers. It's not hygienic cock, is it?
Should be. Hello, welcome
How
to the...
How am I scrubbing that?
White Noise Podcast, episode 50!
Half a decade.
This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hey guys, what a pleasure it is to be here. Thank you
very
much.
Welcome, Max. Well done.
Survived. Tom Looney.
Looney.
Looney. Looney. And C. Jimmy G.
Let's hear more about Max's Wandering Willy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Wandering Willy. Great new series. Catch
it's
it on
a whole
the...
series, not even a segment.
Yeah, it's going to be a series on the red
ten
button.
10 parts, each one feature length.
Yeah, full movie.
What channel, Red Button? Surely not BBC.
No, on the YouTube, Red Button.
Oh, right, I was going to say, I've been trying to get a sitcom away for years and wondering when he wants it. Instant commission.
Would you not? A man with a 20... How many miles away to Lincoln is? Over 100 miles. And if a man with a 100-mile penis walked into a room, you're giving him a series.
I felt like you kind was just saying you've been shagging your dad.
Yeah, but I'm not, though.
And also, don't you think the British public, someone's going out there and graffitiing on that penis and also just cutting it?
Ooh. That's awful. Why don't they cut my cock?
Of course they're just snipping it.
Don't cut my cock! Get it on a T-shirt. Yeah. Maybe a hat.
Just a dog humping the shaft at some point.
Oh. Yeah.
Children skipping with it.
That's the old Britain. Not today.
That's when we were
2026.
People fly tipping on it.
I couldn't go outside in the 60s without someone playing opscock.
But as long as people are enjoying it, who might have said
anything?
That's
nice. Maybe that's what this country needs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Get your penis out there, Max.
They said this
Parents
is what the country needed. Please, officer, please.
I hope Scotch was just the number one on his penis.
Well, Stephen said.
Check out the red button.
I'll make some kids skip over it, please.
They all said skip. Belongs at the fucking skip.
That's nice.
No, it wasn't. You think that's nice?
No, that's nice.
That's not nice. That's the worst thing to say. Your
nice
cock
image.
Belongs in a skip. That's a horrible thing to say.
Max in someone's driveway shagging the skip. Get out of it. Show you with the ring cam.
Good. Fucking fuming, mate.
And the boy we found in the skip, Ethan J.
Ah, hello. Hello.
Hey.
Out of the skip now, thank God. Freeze it, Max. I'd keep it if I ever found it.
Your birthday's been and gone now.
Ah, God, so old. 27, getting on. Nearly the end.
Can you not look at us when you say so old?
Oh, yeah, sorry, you are.
No one
even older.
I don't feel it, though, you know?
You're only as old as the woman you feel.
That's awful, that. That's a terrible thing to say.
We're almost outnumbered here, Max.
No, we got Ethan. We got Ethan on our side. Come on.
We've got MILF Hunter James over there.
Back in business.
What happened to business? Why did it get closed down?
These things happen. Just
that's
a
it,
way
yeah.
of reopening things, tax evasion, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Just tax evaded with your MILF hunting business. My God. Can you sink any lower?
You can.
I guess you could, yeah.
The MILF hunting was a front.
He's a paedophile.
There's no MILFs here.
I've never seen a MILF.
The M stood for middle schooler. We have any American listeners that love that.
Yeah, there was.
Cam,
yeah?
You've been to Germany, huh?
Oh, Cologne.
Germanois.
I'm sad to report. The chocolate factory was fucking shit.
Oh.
No!
You're going to get over there.
It was shite.
I've gone back to school to learn how to make it again.
they teach you how to fucking make it. It's the most...
12 hours a day.
The whole place was just designed...
Schnell!
The whole place is designed to make you feel as guilty as possible. So you go
Why?
In and you stand in a queue and they give you a little
just
lint.
Just fat shaming you.
There is a bit of it, yeah. So they go in, you give you a little lint and you're like, oh, well, you know, everyone's having it there at the door. You have the lint.
Just room the one.
Save this
I can only make so much.
Are you going to have that, Fraulein? So you go in the first room and it's like, oh, here's why chocolate's bad for the environment. And it shows you like...
What?
Yeah, yeah. And it shows you like monkeys like crying and, you know, because the homes are getting chopped down.
AI monkeys just in tears.
No, none of them are AI. They're all behind glass. And then you go into the next room. And it was like, oh yeah, chocolate's made predominantly using child slaves. So that's terrible for everyone. Ugh. You go into the next room, what? It's like, chocolate's bad for you. And it shows you like just these gross...
Little fat kids behind glass, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little...
Oh no, the monkeys green. Are in the fat kid enclosure.
Oh, cheers, cheers.
This man loved his chocolate.
Look at his belly button, he's not well.
Just a mirror.
Yeah, all right.
Allow it, fam.
Yeah. The next room, it was like, okay, glad tidings, this is fun, this is how it's all made.
Still like chocolate, dear.
It's literally just a factory floor with big queues snaking around these fucking machines.
It's his penis.
It's like, it's imagine Augustus
Gloop, chocolate this.
But there's hundreds of him, and he's crying, and he's pushing into
who's this, sorry?
Augustus Gloop. Right. Hundreds of these kids pushing into you, crying, saying, presumably in German, that they want to see what's going on. And at the end of this big queue, you got a wafer dipped into a bit of lint. So I said to Lucy, right, we're not bothering with this. We're going somewhere else to another part of this tour. And then we get to the final bit, right? And it's a secret room. And we're like, here we go. We found the secret Willy Wonka chocolate room. We'll enjoy this.
Yeah.
Open the door and there's people trying all these different kinds of chocolate. We sit down, quite happy, ready to get involved. And this woman goes, something to us.
She can't call you that.
Well, we say...
Oh, she can.
We say, excuse me? And she goes, ah, English, you must leave. This is a private tasting session.
Oh.
Well, how do we get out? It's like, back the way you came.
So the
you have
kids
to walk right through the old fucking tour to get out.
It you have to redo the tour again.
Just backwards.
Back on,
the lint.
And then in the end, there's a gift
shop.
Chocolate's
getting better for the environment.
So it takes you through the whole thing, make you hungry.
Child slaves put the chocolate back on the tree.
The monkeys have cheered up.
I think the idea is you get to the end and like you're hungry for chocolate, so you go into the gift shop. They don't say any war crimes. Don't sell you any child slaves. No. All you've been hearing is about how productive they are. So
sorry, were you annoyed about that?
I was fuming.
That's my son.
I want someone carrying my suitcase. I was going home the next hour.
You've written €2.50 on my son's forehead.
So yeah, I won't be going back there. Other than that though, Cologne's really nice.
Yeah,
really.
Thank
nice.
You.
It's always a risk doing the touristy things, isn't it? You know,
it is.
Mm. Yeah,
the bridge is nice.
Factory tour on your weekend away.
Yeah, when you were going, I said we're going to go somewhere else. You meant like a different part of the town, but no, just a different room. Yeah. The shit chocolate factory.
Yeah, yeah. We went to
find the secret room.
We went to the pub next to it for a bit afterwards.
The other chocolate factory best be better than this.
The fudge factory yesterday was a right off. My mum's going in sweating grease.
Went in the world's oldest beer house.
Beer house?
The world's second oldest beer house.
Right.
I had a Lucas Podolski kebab.
Wow.
What's that? Sorry. What's his chain?
He's a footballer.
Merkel?
And he did play for Cologne, a famous player.
He played for Cologne and then he left. And then he come back to Cologne and then he left again. And he might have gone back a third time, but they all love him. So he's opened a kebab shop chain. Incredible kebab. Not a bit of grease. They slap it all in, loads of chicken. I asked for chicken. You could have had beef.
And then the kebab factory
tour. Kid's hand coming out.
They give you loads of salad, and you're like, there's no way this is going to fit into a kebab. So you whip out like a loaf of bread. They just slap the bread in half and go, whap, that's in your loaf of bread. And then he goes, do you want some sauce? Yes, please. Sauce and more meat.
Wow.
Like, this guy. You can get that in this country. Costs you arm and a leg.
Yeah.
How much did it cost over there?
Mm. And probably your toes from the diabetes. €8.
€8?
€8.
I wonder with those kebabs, though. The bread, I don't know if I love it. Because it's like a proper...
How many kebabs are you getting?
Oh, yeah.
I got a lot of kebabs running over in Germany. But I feel like the sauce soaks into the inside of the bread. And then you've got a crusty outside and then a bit of a soggy bread on the inside.
I think there's better breads.
Now the kebab connoisseurs
know
that's
bread.
It. That's
true.
That's
if I wanted to hear about kebab, I'd go to this guy.
I much prefer a Greek.
Kebab?
Gyros!
Gyros and pita.
No, the Greek bread. It's a little bit chewy.
I like Turkish bread. Can I be that guy?
I love a good cob.
Why the hell not? Someone's got to be.
Another big knob as well.
Yeah, I wish.
Not as much as your dad, though.
Good drive hobbies.
Tom, you went away.
I did.
About bloody time.
I love that.
The beautiful city of Bordeaux, Stephen.
Oh, very nice.
Bordeaux, Stephen, yeah.
Beautiful city. One of the best cities I've probably ever been to for just walking around. Like, I think France is quite underrated because a lot of the cities outside of Paris, in other countries, they'd be like these grand capitals. Mm. But it's gorgeous. Architecture, lovely. Set on the river. Beautiful wine, beautiful food.
Wow.
Highly recommend.
Name of a wine, isn't it, Bordeaux?
Kind of, yeah. They have. It's a famous wine region.
Yeah.
I think the famous wine from that region is a Margaux.
Margaux?
Yeah, Margaux. Had a couple of bottles. It was okay. €50.
Just for
one bottle. I thought, oh, I'll try it. I'll go for a nice one. It was okay. The others really liked it. I thought.
Were you eating all the snails and the local delicacies?
No, I found a vegan place that did like good burgers. went there twice.
They're one of like the food capitals of the world.
Vegan burgers.
I think it's
had
more
a vegan
of a,
burger.
It's
got
more
that
of
impossible
a,
burger,
it's
mate.
It's more of a
you,
wine
you don't,
capital.
You don't have any firmer bread, do you, for this burger?
Would you try a vegan snail? Is that a thing?
A
vegan escargot? It's got to be something, right?
Yeah,
it's got to
be
something.
Isn't that just like a gummy worm?
No, because that's gelatin.
Slimy.
No, you can
get
vegan jellies, can't you?
Gummy worms,
can you?
Yeah, you get it all now.
You get everything, don't you?
No, he's born this lad.
They do exist, Tom. Plant-based alternative using mushrooms.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
No, probably not.
I'm not in a rush to try them. Yeah.
I don't like the idea of snails anyway. Well, eating them.
And on the last day, a little bit drinking. Tell you what was... this might be wasted, but there is this...
Get wrecked, mate.
There is this random bar that I discovered in the east of Europe that's from the Ukraine that pretty much exclusively operates in Eastern Europe. There is one bar in the... So it's been in Poland when we went there. It was in Chisinau when I went there. And it was in the every place I went in the Balkans. It was
so
kind
just
of,
a chain, like a harvester?
Well no, it's a bit. It's from Lviv. So they export to like major cities around the east. And there is only one... And anyway, it's been everywhere that me and Lucy have gone. And there's only one in the entirety of Western Europe. And it's just a little one in Bordeaux.
Wow.
It's a really, really cool... It's like a... They only sell this one thing. But it's always a weird place. Like, they always have, like, DJs on and stuff. And it's, like, mad.
Is there a carvery?
it's this small little place. It's, like, they only sell one thing. They're really weird bar.
I thought
you're
going
there.
Yes, and you've got, like, one of those stamped loyalty cards. Get a free little beer.
Oh, yeah. We got loads of merch. It was great.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah. But then, Chris and... So we had a nice bottle of wine that night. So I got bed at a normal time. Chris and Lucy stayed up drinking. And they got real wasted.
Oh boy.
So early in the morning.
On a travelling day the next day.
I know. Crazy. I blame Chris.
You know, he's the
authority figure. Yeah, a bit older.
Anyway, Chris was violently sick. Lucy was violently sick. It's in the bed. It's through the house. So then, anyway, they both went to sleep. I got up at 3 and didn't sleep all night because I put on about 5 or 6 washes. Had to go to the Carrefour to get stuff.
Oh God!
So I had a really long day. Really long day. But it's great to be back.
That's
holidays, eh?
Wine, isn't it? The hangover can just be.
Not a big wine man myself.
Oh, I love the stuff. Probably have a little break for a week.
I like. You got 4 beers in front of you, mate.
I do.
And a massive slab of chocolate.
What's going on here, mate?
It's massive.
That's a huge slab.
Have seen I've dreams of
that. I've done the tour, mate. I'd have killed for that much chocolate on that fucking tour. Killed. You know how many children died.
Are you sure you toured a chocolate factory?
So much. Come around the business park. Group on the lunch break. Ah, this is it.
You're eating those wafers, mate.
Max, what have you been up to?
Mate, honestly, not much. I was on Instagram.
Nice.
Doom scrolling.
Yeah.
Big screen job, that.
Yeah. How's this doom scrolling, your finger rotating around in a circle?
Swipe, swipe, swipe.
Oh, okay.
I'm on Instagram and I get an advert for a show. Oh, at the Palace Theatre.
Nice.
Ooh, in town. And I thought, this show looks amazing. I don't know who I'm going to go with. So I booked tickets. It's a solo job.
Yeah.
It's only the Midsummer Murders stage show.
Wow.
This is incredible. And it's got the actor from the show who played Troy. He's playing Barnaby now. But
James Ormerod likes Midsummer Murders, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I don't... Does he?
Really? I'm pretty sure.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sure this is how an episode started.
Yeah. I'm sure he's talked about that before when you brought it up. He used to watch it, I think.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take James.
Well, I was sort of hoping for a solo evening, but sure, I'll speak to James about it. Can brag about his marriage as I'm sat there watching it. Fucking fuming, mate.
He's not married.
Well, he's going to be married, though, isn't he?
Yeah. We could all nearly be married.
Then I was at work. Work was good. Sorry, mate. I was working at Frog and Bucket. A good friend of mine came in, and his name's Stephen.
Yeah, I went.
Went
on Saturday because it was my turn to do a date for Zoe. Then I thought, oh, look at the Frog and Bucket. See who's on. Only bloody Brendan Reese.
Oh, I know that guy.
Anybody, Danny Mac. I thought they're two of the heaviest hitters.
Brilliant.
I looked for the evening show. Pretty sold out, hadn't it? And then I looked at the daytime show, and there was a couple of seats, but I thought, it'd be better in the evening for a date. I've got a contact at the Frog and Bucket. His name's Max Smith, I believe.
Not notorious for helping out his friends.
I think he is.
At the Frog and Bucket.
I think he is, you know.
Well, it's when my friends can't help themselves.
Yeah.
And they just sort of stand there and talk throughout the whole...
If I was Ryan, I would have gone, Max, can I come to this show? He'd go, yeah. I go, are the comedians going to be talking into a microphone? Because I don't know if I could be bothered, actually. I don't think it's me. Anyway, Max sorted me out a table. And I said, is that my paying? I was going to pay anyway. He said, no, forget it. I thought, wow, what a treat. Get to the table. He's got a fancy bottle in the ice bucket. I thought, ooh-wee. Brennan was on. He's great. He's got a real cattiness about him that I like.
He's funny. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
But then Zoe realised he wasn't gay and went, oh, he's not funny anymore. She finds out about me. She'll think I'm hilarious.
She's been begging me for years.
And then Danny Mac comes up. There was other acts as well, sorry.
Brush past them, mate.
Yeah, sorry. Daddy Mac was the one I was excited for. And he gets on and just leans against the back wall and low energy, doesn't even care that the audience is there.
He looks like he wants to be literally anywhere else.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're there, we're in the palm of his hand, lapping up every word. Oh, he's really,
it's,
really good.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah,
the first time I ever saw him, it was when he was doing a Beat the Frog. And he stood there, his microphone's like that. All right, guys. And he's just like... have some sort of pep about you.
Yeah, doesn't need it.
And then
it.
Like 2 minutes in, it's like, all right, this guy's brilliant.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Max.
What a treat.
If you want to get to the Frog and Bucket and watch a great lineup of comedy, just message Max.
Message me,
for
mate,
free.
Yeah.
And
free table, free drinks.
The door I met Paul, Yeah. He was at the Comedy Store many years ago and helped me get into the London Comedy Store.
Oh, this is it. What a wholesome evening.
That does sound nice.
Something that wasn't as wholesome, basically, the other week I was talking about the lump on my testicles. God, I'd love to rabbit on about that. Max said, you got to get that checked out.
So I did it for free at the Frog and Bucket.
On stage was a bit much. And so I booked an appointment and went down. Well, I didn't go down. Doctor did.
The lump's getting bigger.
Thankfully, it was a male doctor, because the thing that put me off when I was 10 going was thought, oh, God, what if I get an erection? The first person to touch my erect penis is a doctor. I'll wait till I've lost my virginity. Lo and behold, that didn't happen for about 2 decades.
Hang on, this is the first person to touch it, like, never touch it yourself when it happened. You just looked down and screamed.
No, I just looked away and waited for it to go.
I'm saving you for someone special. Work with me here. Work with me here. This is your dream too.
Yo, yo.
God, I hate my penis.
The knob's voice drops before his does.
Pubes coming out the end of my penis. Oh, I'm so jealous of you. Living life.
The knob's smoking and wearing sunglasses.
Knob's having its first kiss in all of it.
So you go back, your penis just shuts the door.
I'll handle this.
Anyway, I go to see the doctor, and I'm scared. I'm like, oh God, what if it is cancer? I've left it this long, and it could have been saved 20 years ago. Anyway, I go, and then I'm talking to him about it. He seems really uninterested, a little bit like I'm a weirdo. I'm like, oh, this isn't great. And he says, yeah, could you lie on the bed, please? And I'm explaining it's my left testicle. And he says, okay, could you get that out? And so I lift my undies up and poke out my left testicle. It's all there. And then he goes,
where is it?
I've got big testicles, big lumpy testicles, Abby.
I am. Then,
he realises he's been talking to the testicle this whole time. You're just... you're attached to the back of it. I forgot I drew a face on it.
Yeah, I forgot.
He's got a medical degree and everything.
And so he goes to shut the blue curtains around, like, so if anyone walks in the door.
Okay.
And I go, oh, could you shut the blinds as well? Because we're on the bottom floor and the blinds are just wide open. What the fuck is this?
And then Cameron walks past on his tour of the NHS.
Just stand there and pop a lint.
Don't drop on my account.
So this is the tasting room.
You must leave.
So I get on the bed and I've got my left testicle out and I think, okay, he's feeling away, and he's looking for the lump. And then he goes, oh, could you take your undies down? And you know, for 20 years I've been worried about getting an erection. And so I pulled my undies down and
boing.
Oh, my penis has never been so small.
It's cold. It's cold in here, isn't it? It's cold, right?
Not so cool now, are you?
Could be the coldest I've ever been.
It's cool, but it doesn't feel like it. So it's a minuscule penis. I think he's about to say, oh, we have a different issue here, don't we? Imagine your testicles.
Imagine.
So then he's looking at my testicle and he's feeling it. And he turns to me and goes, it's small, isn't it? Please be on about the lump, for the love of God. I didn't dare ask. And then I must have got distracted or something and I let go of my penis because I'd been holding it out of the way, not hard, like holding back a chihuahua. And then, and then he...
Hold me back, bro. Hold me back, bro.
And then he decides he has to move it out the way. But he does it like someone who's just reading, like casually reading a book, and just with his index finger just goes like that. And I thought, oh, this is degraded. Just chop it all off, please. Cancer or not, get rid. So then I pulled my pants. He said, I don't think it's cancerous, I think it's benign. And I said, benign inches up your arse soon. Centimetres, sir.
Good luck with that, mate.
You're mentally ill, sir. And then I went home and I just felt like I'd been molested all day. The doctor didn't do anything, by the way. It was just the most humiliating thing.
Oh, man.
A tiny little baby penis.
Worst bit was when you found out you're in Boots Opticians the whole time.
And I do need glasses.
So did the guy that did it. Who the fuck's he?
From contact lenses on my testicles.
The strangest eye exam.
I it might be an O, not an I.
So yeah, that
can
was,
you make it bigger?
Capital I.
Well done for getting it done, though.
Thank you, Max. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you know now.
Thanks for your persistence. Did I look at you, the guy?
Mate, I'm fuming, actually. I was hoping for a much better outcome than that.
Little surgery in the frog and bucket.
It was Coachella the weekend just gone. You know, this big festival in the desert, and Justin Bieber, he's getting paid, I think it's around $10 million to do the both
what?
Weekends. Yeah, it's probably like 90
that.
Minute show, 2 hours.
Is he got
many songs?
He's got a lot of songs, but he's got like the newest stuff, which I don't really know. Anyway, so
that's like good too, honey.
Yeah. No, he's got a lot.
Baby from years ago.
And oh, you're going way back. He's got some.
Does he do the one that's like... Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's got some bops.
The
anyway, so he was headlining.
That's
so
mental.
This is normally
10
like,
million.
Yeah, massive.
He's going that.
Massive stage, huge show. And he's just sat there with his laptop on and going through like YouTube clips. But it was like some of his songs, and then it was just clips of Justin Bieber fails, like him walking into a glass door. And then it made me think of, because he's doing this in front of like thousands of people.
I hope he was on YouTube Premium.
I hope so too as well, yeah, because otherwise...
We spent that 10
30 seconds
on,
watching that shitty ad. And then it made me think of, you know, times when we've just been watching through the like the bloopers and getting lost in that. And I was thinking, oh God, imagine in a world where they book Cameron Green to headline Coachella.
Wow.
And thousands of people watching you watch breastfeeding videos.
Yeah, fuck it. You said you weren't going to release those bloopers.
You sucking your own tip. That bit's hungry.
Yes, I get high on my own supply.
Zoom out and there's a baby on the other one. Yeah, cut that.
Save it for me. Greedy.
Because it was just as simple as like the laptop on the chair or whatever, plugged in so everyone could see what he was searching.
That's funny, that.
Oh, shit.
Because people normally put like a few million into the, well, at least hundreds of thousands into the show.
Yeah.
You know, like this big performance. I think at Glastonbury, I think Dua Lipa lost money on it or, you know, like stuff like that.
That's
like
crazy.
They really want to.
Ridiculous.
Oh, no, it might be the Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl. But they want to make a big spectacle anyway. Yeah. And yeah, he just had a laptop, HDMI cable.
It's all you need, though, isn't it, really?
It's like Max's Come Dine With Me, the original one.
God, what.
Just took all the money for himself and put on the worst show imaginable.
Bought a little PS PlayStation. One of the classic ones.
Was that when it was a £100 budget?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
We've had much to
less than
with.
A £10 meal. 3 courses.
I had 50p fairy cakes with a fish next to it.
Was it spag bol? Did you do pasta? I think it was. That was all.
I remember. It was, I had fentanyl.
And then every course, we had to watch Max open present.
Twilight on DVD. That's funny. It would be great. Do you know what? It would have been great promo for us if he had watched White Noise clips.
Joe, even in the like in the videos at the start, suggested next, that would have been ideal.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Sort out Bieber.
Yeah, Biebs. I don't know if this is true or whether it's another hoax that keeps coming up. But in between his movie coming,
I've heard of it.
Yeah, a series a few years ago.
I've heard bits and bobs about it.
But there was, I think it was Owen Cooper, the one in Adolescence. He put it on his story. It was like. an official thing saying the In-Betweeners movie's coming out.
Do you know, I wouldn't put it past them.
It makes more sense than a series, because they can drag out.
Issue is, though, I didn't really like the second film.
No, it didn't feel as good.
No.
Kind first of one was great.
First one was okay. I mean, they can do a film, can't they? It's not like like Peaky Blinders, where it's just the wrong medium.
I mean, that's terrible, yeah.
Barry Keoghan turns up in the end. Oi, dear betrayer. Where are you from, Barry?
I don't know.
I was hoping you'd tell me.
As long as he's not from fucking Prescott again, like in Saltburn. Fucking get him for that.
He's good
in
that.
See him.
Proper Prescott.
I'm so bloody scouse.
You are, to be fair.
I'm a reet mud fucker.
Well, he comes on a grave, doesn't he, or something?
Sure, you can get cancelled for whatever that was.
Bieber playing that. He's bored there.
Watch that again.
What would
scrolling in front of thousands
just
of people.
Just as he's singing, baby, baby, you.
The chase is ending.
Yes.
The TV show.
Yeah.
No. What do you mean the TV show?
The sexual chase.
I played the chase on the fire stick the other day. I had a great time.
It's a cracking show.
On the fire stick.
That's shocking.
You got a fire stick.
I guess you can have fire sticks, yeah.
Yeah, fire
what do you mean you played play the show?
Yeah, one of the apps is that you play the show, so like they'll bring out a chaser. And, like, I don't know, you have like four of you or whatever, or three, or two, or the number, yeah. And yeah, it's just the same format as the show. Bradley's not there, he's talking a little bit, but he doesn't have like a graphic come on.
That's a shame.
Graphic Bradley Walsh.
You
public this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We turned it on to like easy mode, and Chris and Lucy both got caught. But it doesn't make it easier on the actual cash builder and your questions. It gets easier for the final chase. So we all failed together on hard.
Oh, God.
On the easy, I got through. Actually, quite tough questions. I took the big one, like 60 grand. But then the final chase was really easy. I just kept pushing him back. He kept getting loads of questions wrong.
Stupid chaser. Yeah.
Horrible, that.
Probably why it's ending.
But yeah, great fun.
Have they said why it's ending? Is everyone just getting too old?
I think rediscovered my love.
It was to do with the TV cuts, like the drawing back and everything. So I think they're going to film a few episodes, and then it said like they're going to do that and do repeats.
Surely it's
so
like the easiest thing.
It is, and you don't get rid of the chase.
No, I mean, no.
Who's
the amount of old people that just have it on?
Are they keeping like tipping point?
And then
getting rid of the chase. That's sacrilegious.
Let's not make this about the chase versus tipping point, all right?
All right, yeah, fair enough.
You played it on the red button, didn't you?
Let's not bring Ben Shepherd into this.
No.
The people who do tipping point.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like tipping point.
Let's have some celebrity gossip.
Oh, my favourite segment.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Sandra Bullock joins Instagram and quickly amasses 4 million followers in just 5 hours.
Oh, it's so easy for some, isn't it? Stuck on 7, me.
Million?
1,000.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Don't sniff at that.
More than me.
You need to get more content out there, bro.
I do, you're absolutely right.
Actual pictures, you know?
I know.
You've been to Bordeaux. Did you take any snaps?
Yeah, took a few snaps, actually. I could put one out there.
Why don't you do a snap a week?
6 stayed on the floor, and you looking angry going...
If you didn't get that picture, why don't you go home, throw up on the rug, and then take it?
Good suggestion.
Thank you.
It's a really good suggestion. This is why you are.
He's the strap.
That's why I'm in your
strap.
Dust.
Yeah. That's it, mate.
Have you seen a reel of this podcast? It's... Max is behind it, and his suggestion is always just throw a bit of sick in there, please.
You could caption it, "I'm bored of all this sick."
Ooh.
Three times, that put me three times.
Very good.
Yeah.
You get it.
I do, but I'm worried that if it's just a picture of some sick on a rug, people might not.
You get it. You get a like.
What's the Bordeaux reference?
Put a little note on the floor. Okay. Bordeaux.
It's not time for your laugh, you lose.
Hey, my favourite segment.
Is it? You look dreadful. Well, as in full of dread.
Full
of dread.
Shall I sit over there?
I've got a nice little treat for you this week.
Bit of comedy, I hope.
Yeah, I think this one.
Of it.
Even I found this one amusing. I was clearing out my old laptop the other day, and I found a video on there. This will be an interesting one for you, actually, because this is probably before you knew me. This is before university. I was a little bit of a different character back then, but I actually auditioned for Big Brother.
Wow, yeah. That's good.
And I didn't get on, but I found the old audition tape that I sent in. So I thought we'd take a look at that. It's quite funny looking back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Quite funny looking now. Right. Count you in.
My name's Tom, I'm 20 years old, and I'm from Stockport. Weather! People describe me as a party boy, but there's a lot more to me than just doing shots in the club. I work twice as hard as I play. You know if I'm not out in town, I'm at the gym. I'm a self-confessed ladies' man. I'm a bit of a cheeky chappy. When I turn on the charm, it's game over. I'll do whatever it takes to win. The problem everyone else has got is there's nothing I can't do. So what are you waiting for, Big Brother? Make that call and let me entertain you.
It was close.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was funny. I did enjoy that.
That was good.
Yeah, thank you.
It was a fun bit of content.
It was cobbled together from the raw footage in about an hour before I had to leave.
You did really well there, Tom.
That was good fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a good clip.
See you again next week.
Oh,
damn it.
It's good though.
I thought I'd have you there.
Anyway. No, that was close. Yeah. It was very close.
I think it's when you just popped up with a guitar and stuff. That was funny.
The Joe, when you see those, the audition tapes, particularly for Love Island, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna go in there. Like when the show's already been going on as well and they're late coming, they're like, oh, I'm gonna tear up these couples, I'm gonna shag so many birds and all this, and then 3 days in no one likes them and they're crying, talking about men's mental health. That's what I just love.
That's funny.
That's what I love. Yeah, loneliness is real, guys.
It is, to be fair. Just learning that every day, man.
Camera guy saying that. I get lonely too, you know.
You're lucky I'm not a contestant.
Yeah.
Do you mean yeah?
We're coupled up with you.
You'd love that.
Getting fucked in the shag mat. What's on my mind? Which celebrities do we think could be catfished by a sex bot? You know, when you get your new follows on Instagram, it's someone who looks like a model and they've got zero followers.
Yes.
And then you'll get these AI bots.
You feel lucky, don't you? Because you're
I feel something. And then the pictures, and they all look so weird. And people have just made AI accounts, and some have got hundreds of thousands of followers.
Mm. Yeah.
Cam, I think you're the first person for my list who's been catfished.
No, mate. G2 loves me. She tells me every time I send her a tenner.
So I've noted some down. Mm. I don't mind kicking us off.
Can I go first in case you? I'm going to go Thomas Skinner.
Okay, yeah, good idea, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's ripe for it.
Yeah, had an affair.
Yeah.
So
not very bright.
No.
Yeah. Not Bosch.
No.
No way. No.
Nosh.
Cat Bosch.
Yeah. Cat Bosch.
Cat Boshed.
Cat Bosch.
Yeah, quite like that. That could catch on. Yeah. That guy can't really fail, though, can he?
Thomas Skinner?
Every time something goes bad for him, he just kind of flips it on his head and says it gives it a Bosch spin.
Yeah, it's because
I could see him coming out of this.
He's got a crazy amount of followers that hang on his every Bosch.
Yeah, and that's it. He could make Cat Bosch huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, ex-footballers would be rife for this because they have had their time in the limelight and it's faded a little bit. But they think, hey, I've still got a bit of clout. Mm-hmm. You know, you Paul Mersons of this world, I imagine he could be caught.
Don't understand the internet that well.
No, no. Yeah. Mm. So I thought, the one who's a bit of a boomer and single, I believe, Paul Scholes. I can imagine him, maybe not known for his chat, but I can see him maybe, on his iPad, sat in a lovely living room, scrolling through, and maybe just, lowers his reading glasses and has a couple of messages before he catches on, puts on his story saying, nice try. Whatever. So I think him, maybe, or maybe his kids go, Dad, that's a sex bot. Mm. That's a sex bot. Don't send a dick pic to that.
Or to your daughter.
sucked on his daughter's toes.
He didn't suck.
What?
He bit her toenails.
He did. Well, she put a video on him biting his daughter's toenails. Yeah.
Yeah.
My pick would be Tom Felton.
Malfoy?
Yeah.
Really?
100%. He seems so... I don't know. There's something about him.
Okay, yeah.
Like, he's so... Everything he does is still to do with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I bet if you made, like, a little catfish that was, like, sort of a Harry Potter sort
super
of...
super fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he'd be all over that.
Yeah. Honestly, you're 9 3/4.
Yes!
That's my age, actually, Tom.
Tom wouldn't mind that.
I've just been thinking about what footballers it would be like really funny for this kind of thing to happen to.
Yeah,
but that story about the guy, the fan that got catfished.
Oh, by the opposition.
What happened?
So he got so this guy was chatting to this woman online.
Yeah,
and she was like, "Oh, send me videos of you sucking on a dildo and all this."
Oh,
and then she was like, "Oh, I've booked a hotel for us. It's in the middle of like nowhere."
Yeah.
So he drives there. He calls her up, and they're like, "It's just a group of guys going, ah, fuck you, like your team shit and all this."
The rival team.
The rival team supporters. Just...
That's very common. This kind of thing, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. So I don't like football.
Poor
man.
Jimmy O's had it done to him.
Has he?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd what done to
happened
him?
To a guy at work when I was at Tesco. Just the guys were messaging him, thinking, you know, some girl, and he's giving it all the big in and stuff. And then the whole time he's sending videos and stuff. It's
are you going to say his fiance was a 40-year-old welder from Portsmouth?
Don't just 40-year-old welders from Portsmouth, mate.
They get lonely too.
A couple more that came to mind.
Go on, yeah, you got these.
Dean Gaffney, again, out of the public eye.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, he's... I think he's often in these sort of VIP events, lurking around, sort of clinging on to...
Did he say something about never having drunk or done drugs? Was that him?
I don't know, but I don't believe it. He's definitely drank.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting him confused with something.
I'm sure he got hit by Wesley Fofana's car. In Chelsea, not so long ago.
Wesley Fofana, there's another one.
Dana White...
Dana White,
the UFC guy.
Don't like him, do you?
Why would you like him?
He's not a very nice man, is he?
He just looks like Zippy.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of Dane Cook.
I'd love for it to happen to Tarantino.
He's on my list!
Ooh. Yeah. That would be good.
One foot pick and he'll be all theirs. Yeah. I can see him. And he's got a lot of money, hasn't he? I don't think he has kids, so I think,
that
yeah.
That foot pick's one of... Gary fucking Neville sucking his daughter's toe.
Yeah, it's Paul Scholes.
Oh, wait, they're all the same, aren't they?
You have an injunction about
Max
the Gary Neville.
They're fucking
videos.
The same.
Gary Neville spilt Huel on his daughter's toes. I'll have to get that. But in Gary Neville's voice.
Spillage is lickage.
Vanilla's my favourite.
That's really good, Tom. It's like he's in the room.
Rob Schneider.
Yes. Absolutely. It's a 100%. Great show.
Yeah.
Really Rob Schneider is
I can
a
see
caring.
Him sending a dick pic.
The actor, Rob
Schneider.
Yeah,
he's fucking.
I know the
mental.
Guy.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. He's
I
not
think
great.
He's fallen off a bit.
Yeah.
Is he?
You can do it.
Yeah. We know him. Yeah.
Except nowadays, he's more like hate women.
And then a woman. I thought maybe, and this one would be sad. Susan Boyle.
Aww.
People targeting Subo. I think she's still single. and I can see that happening. And maybe the money she's made gets pinched. Who'd be like one where you just, it'd be great. I mean, Donald Trump, I don't think anyone would bat an eyelid.
It's mad, isn't it? We've got like leaders now. Like,
I think
Bojo as well. Like, you know, he'd probably get done by it.
Oh, yeah. Bojo, he would, yeah. There'd be nothing made of it.
No. I don't think he'd care.
No.
Got more money than God, that guy.
Yeah.
Mm. And
I mean, I don't know, sucking off a big dildo, though.
Who would
care? That'd be funny.
Who wouldn't be able to come back from it in terms of like PR?
Tell you who's great to watch his demise. Lawrence Fox.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
See him getting
like, nothing goes right for him anymore. Everything he tries to do is just so tragic.
You imagine he's really sad behind closed doors. Not that he's cool, you know, in open, but, you know, maybe he has a few drinks and he's on the iPad and he's just going through.
Well, I guess the same with that Graham Linehan.
Who's Graham
Linehan?
Father Ted, Gertie Grant.
I don't find him as funny, like, to observe.
No, but it'd still be nice to
Ian Hislop. That'd be a funny one.
That'd be sad.
No, but like...
Ooh, Bob Mortimer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing off.
Sad. Anton Deck doing a contribute to an iPhone.
Little double-ended dildo with Anton
together.
Deck.
Together! Just, they're always together, them two. Yeah.
Doing a contribute.
Yeah, they're getting dark at least.
Anton Deck
started out
doing
with
a fucking cum tribute.
It started out with Instagram fucking bots.
So it's then to an Instagram live. During the I'm a Celeb Q&A they do. Just start wanking. Just a question goes, who can come quicker?
Oh, let's go for a dick. You put us on live.
What if an AI chatbot got Les Battersby to blow Chesney's doors out on an iPad?
You could probably pay for the real thing for Les.
It's horrible, that.
Phil Roach, who plays Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
I miss you, Deirdre. Get out!
So it's now they're just doing over characters that they've acted with. Not even the actor, not even the actor themselves.
Get that
the
away from me, Deirdre.
Off camera.
Blanche, what are you doing?
Wait, are you doing a cum tribute to me?
Lucky.
Richard Keys would be good.
Yes,
great shout.
That would be good.
Is that a football thing?
He'd be in big trouble as well.
He was like a. He's sort of like Greg Wallace was mentioned. He's.
Okay.
What did he do?
He left his wife, who at the time was poorly with cancer.
Greg Wallace.
His daughter's best mate.
Oh,
for legal purposes, you point out he said that his wife had got over the cancer at the time.
Yes.
She refuted that and said
well,
no.
Well, Richard had got over it.
Yeah, he got over it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is fair to say.
I've got three back-to-back films going on.
Yeah, back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah. And one of them's Terminal, actually.
That's clever.
Thanks.
Ethan, who do you think would be the most likely... of the podcast.
Out of views lost.
Get tricked by an AI bot.
Ooh, well, Stephen will have the most influx of bots coming through.
Mm.
Max is on the prowl these days.
Yeah, say it like that. I love the verb usage.
Thank you. Tom is obviously a tendency to go for the younger kind of new thing. younger new thing.
Why are we even saying that?
But Cam, on the other hand,
I think
you just love a bit of that attention, I feel. That's what I get from you.
You get used to that kind of attention. So
yeah, you do,
exactly,
don't you, Cam?
What I mean.
Yeah.
It's definitely Max.
We'll put it in now. That was the name of the video. Ethan James, could we have Stephen Lies, please?
Yes. Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Max, would you like to get us underway?
Of course. Mrs. Carroll.
Mr. Guscott.
Mr. Grace.
Sergeant Bash. And the question today is, name a favourite teacher from school.
Okay, Cam.
Worst part about this is we're in the same school and you never had him.
No,
you
I
never
didn't
had
have him.
Him.
But I knew of him, though.
Yeah. Well, you knew him, yeah. Yeah, he was around, old Sergeant Bash.
Sergeant,
that's,
eh?
Mrs. Carroll. A second name for a...
That's weird, isn't it?
First name for a second
really
name.
Really put me off her.
Yeah.
But still, I respected her.
What did you like about her?
I was bullied by these three guys and she stuck up for me. She said, don't you do that. And I thought, you know what, Miss Carroll? I'll never forget you till the day I die.
Sorry, what school was this in terms of like high school, primary, Spanish
year two,
school?
I think year two.
Year two?
Yeah.
Oh. Mrs. Carroll. But remember your teacher from year two?
So basically, these kids were bullying me. And which
why
is
on
horrible.
Earth were they bullying you?
Thank you, Tom. That's what I was fishing for. the teachers told them, oh, we've heard that you're bullying Max. We'll keep an eye out. Like, so don't do it.
We just want to say well done.
Whenever they then walked past
keep up the
me,
good work.
They pretended that I was bullying them.
What, the
and I got in trouble.
The kids did.
The kids did. So that I'd walk past them, they'd go, ooh, like that. I got in trouble because the teacher thought I was threatening them.
Classic bully. Then.
But did Mrs. Carroll?
But Miss Carroll saw right through it, and she went.
So did she get involved at like a higher level and sort the other teachers out?
Came in. It was the whole thing. Yeah. But Miss Carroll, she did right by me. She's probably dead now. So
did you get your day in court?
Sort of. Her teacher's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like us to go and beat them up? Those kids?
Hopefully they're dead as well.
Fingers crossed. If you're watching, pay £3. Then kill yourself. Don't cancel the cards.
Maybe that's... write in your will that all your money goes to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Who's your teacher?
Mr. Gus Scott.
What's his story?
Do you know what? He was just a very, very good teacher. He taught history, and he had a great way about him.
Who's
Mr. Grace?
I remember Mr. Grace.
Yeah. He was my form tutor. He was an art teacher. I don't think he ever taught us for art, really. But it was just a form tutor, so I saw him every day.
Yeah, every day.
School.
Yeah.
Really nice. He was funny. Mm. Told us all to piss off once, and that was great fun.
Yeah.
When a teacher snaps. Just a nice guy.
Sergeant Bash?
Well, he wasn't actually a teacher per se. He used to work as more of a caretaker.
Was he an actual sergeant?
He had to salute Sergeant
Bash.
He'd
get really annoyed. He had like a flamethrower that came out.
He did, and he had a mallet, a big mallet.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of this.
Pushed us in a ditch for a while.
He used to say it was a flamethrower. It was a Bunsen burner he stole from the science block.
Yeah. Glued on. Yeah.
Did it come with a gas or just a Bunsen burner?
With a lighter attached to the end. If you got him at the right point.
It's more of a blunt object he'd nudged you with.
He'd sneak into the labs and plug himself in.
Himself?
Yeah, to the, you know, his little flamethrower, because he didn't have an arm.
And none of the adults were aware of him.
So, all right, so imagine...
How do you plug yourself into a flamethrower?
Well, this was the magic of him.
Right, yeah.
He had, like, no arm, and this was the Bunsen burner. So he just used to plug himself in and go like, hey, kids, watch this.
Fuck off, Cam.
Fuck off.
Hello. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
You okay, mate?
Hello.
I'm fabulous.
Oh.
The name's...
Something in your mouth there, mate. Yeah.
The name's Clive Dust.
Clive.
Dust.
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 Are you Russian?
From dust
no.
till dawn.
That's very good. I should Thank have you. That on my business cards.
Oh, what is your business?
My business is I'm a set therapist for panzers.
For a panzers? The tank?
Come on now. Let's not be daft.
Pansies.
Big birds. Big birds wearing mascara. I'm a set therapist. For pandas.
He's a sex therapist for Fiat Pandas.
Yes. No!
Sorry.
You're incorrect.
I'm in cadet.
Them horny little Chinese birds that can never quite find the right hole.
Chinese birds.
That's what they need me for.
Chinese birds.
I'd love one of us to be correct.
You know, like a grizzly bear. A grizzly bear with a monochrome. Grizzly birds wear monochrome and they've all got eyeshadow on. Pandas.
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 He's a sex therapist.
The bamboo.
For pandas.
The bamboo.
Just like bamboo.
Bamboo. You can say bamboo.
Oh, that's very clever. I should have that on my business cards. I'm going to need to get bigger business cards.
It's an A4 sheet of paper.
I'll have, what's the bigger one? A3?
A3, yeah.
Yeah. A3. Or A1. I don't deal with any of that. I drizzle nitty gritty.
Not a word.
You don't.
I think we'll bleep that just for his own sake.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting line of work, Clive.
Well, it is an interesting line of work, but I'll tell you why I'm here. I'll tell you why I'm here, so I'm trying to drum up a little bit more business.
Why are you here?
I said, I'm here to drum up a little bit more business.
He's coming up with a little bit more business.
Yes.
I don't need business. Translation.
Business, we love business.
Love the translation.
Surely to God, I don't need a translation.
What? I didn't get any of that. I need someone here. Yeah. So, Clive.
Yes.
Obviously, pandas, there's less and less of them. They're almost becoming extinct.
Well, this is why you need me. I'm relatively new to the industry. And I realised there was a gap in the market. And I'll tell you what else there's a gap.
With the panda's cock. Another business card.
That's it, there's a gap in every lazy panda. And all you need is a little bit of help getting it filled. That's where I come in. So we're going
what?
To...
What? What? What?
Not like that. Not like that. That's interbreeding.
You're
and
into
that wouldn't
breeding.
Help the population.
Into.
I'm into. No, into. Let's separate those words, okay?
Is that one of your business cards?
Into. Let's see what it says. Helping animals.
Name
breed.
A robot from Robot Wars. It's a weird business card.
What does it?
Do you have a favourite robot?
Or like a sex robot?
Yeah, you know the sexy ones. Although you can't really use that with a panda because then they're not going to procreate.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, while I'm here, I was going to tell you how I can get the pandas in the mood, and then once I've got the pandas in the mood, they start getting flisky.
Because so they famously don't want to have sex,
no,
do
but
they?
Once he gets that's them in the boot, they're no so one, frisky.
No one said it should ever be easy.
Right.
But if it
was easy, everyone would be doing it, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be another piece of paper around there. I'm sure there would.
Clive.
That's it. I said to him, if it's going to be easy and I can't do it, my name isn't Clive Dust.
What was your name again?
Clive Dust.
Clive Rusk.
Was it? No, Dust.
Dust. So, Clive, have you come all the way from China to be here?
No, I work all around. I can do a lot of it now on Zoom.
Oh, so you're through Zoom, you're speaking to the pandas.
Yeah.
Coaching them to have intercourse.
No. See, sometimes I can. They can put me a little camera into the enclosures. And when the camera's in the enclosure, I can watch them getting around and I can give them tips. Yeah. But they only speak Chinese.
So you're tipping them?
No, I'm not great at speaking Chinese, to be honest with you.
So, so they've got you in an earpiece.
You try English.
I thought you were speaking Chinese this whole time.
So I basically just have to watch them and see what they're doing, and I'll kind of illustrate with me dolls.
With your what?
Dolls.
Your dongs.
No, me dolls. Dollies.
Oh, with Dolly's dong.
Oh, Dolly's dog. She's still working, is she?
No, Dolly's, toys.
Oh, Johnny's.
Dolly's toys.
Okay.
Dolly's, the toys.
I'm getting this
dolls,
now.
Barbies.
Barbie's toys.
Barbie's toys.
But they look like pandas. And I make them do what they want, what I think you should do to get each other in the mood. And then the keepers, they translate to Chinese. Sorry, I've just cleared a lot of rubbish from my throat and it's made it a lot easier to speak. I can tell the keepers and I tell the keepers how you do it and then they make it happen.
Wow.
So they'll position the pandas based on your instructions.
They are amazing at positioning the pandas.
Right. Clive, how did you find yourself in this line of work? Are you a sex therapist for humans, or was it always just pandas that you had this, instant connection with?
No, it was advertised on Indeed. I'd have thought it on Indeed.
Who advertised on Indeed?
I don't know. But it was either this or to become a barista. And I don't know if you've noticed, I've got a slight speech impediment, so it makes it difficult
to
say barista.
At all.
I ain't clocked that.
No.
Who do you work for?
And I don't have a legal degree.
It'd work. Who said it could have been
Batista? Well, I'm freelance now.
It's nice of him to get involved.
I'm freelance now. I've been freelance for ages.
So you're just a freelance sex therapist? Do you ever...
Only for pandas.
But is it only enclosed ones, or are you out in the wild just coaching them, saying, yes, thrust, thrust, thrust?
I've never thought about that.
Wow. You've never even thought about it?
No, I'm not a freak for it.
Do you care about pandas?
I care about there being more pandas, you know what I mean?
More pandas means more money.
It does sound like you're a freak for it.
I don't care about the overall sexual enjoyment of the pandas. I just care about getting more work.
Sorry, Clive, you're saying this, but I've got a quote here from one of your sessions.
Oh, yeah.
It says, yeah, now finish on its face. I don't think that's going to help procreate.
That's mistranslated.
You've
from
got
Chinese.
Pandas doing cum tributes, haven't you, mate?
That's the handler.
Another mental. Way, don't waste that. You can
look.
If you want this stuff, Clive. It's not healthy. There's a video of you that obviously circulated with you on Zoom watching the pandas. And I think that's
was on raised, Russell Howard's Good News
and Russell Brand's. It's raised your notoriety, but not all for the right reason. Maybe just the actions you were doing whilst watching the pandas have sex.
Well, it's only a bit of this. It's only a bit of that.
Yeah, you're in an internet cafe, though. I think there's a lot of
that was the last one in the country. That's what shut it down. Very last one. They were holding out for ages as well.
And there was ages. Yeah, fun time. But seriously, yeah. People are upset at, you know, you claim to be this.
Snowflakes.
Is that what came
Snowflakes. Well, hold your tongue out, welcome to Snowflakes. That's what I tell the pandas. Because they're not into it. That's the hardest part of my job. They're not into it. You've got to get them.
Part, is it?
You've got to get them excited. Bingo.
Feeling a bit sexy.
Every day.
Doing some of this other stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them with the bamboo. Sensually feed each other your bamboo. No calories. No calories in it. No guilt.
Are they
I tell them there's no guilt about anything you're doing.
Isn't guilt also taboo, a little bit sexy?
Not for pandas, no.
Right.
No, they've got a lot to overcome.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot to overcome.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like...
Is it bad to overcome?
Not if you're a panda, no. No. Any cum is a welcome gift.
Especially if it's on the camera lens, you say.
Yeah.
No. That's just what I say to the pandas. I say, any of your cum is a welcome gift. And then if the zoom cuts out,
yeah.
I'll go, you cum, it's a welcome gift. A welcome gift. Then the Chinese fellas on the other end of the line who are doing it for me, they'll translate it.
Okay. But do they not misinterpret it as like a welcome gift? Like, you know, when you go into a hotel, chocolate on the pillow, a welcome gift.
So
this comes being boxed up.
I've never been
and it's on your pillow.
I've never been to China and had a sticky pillow.
You've never been to China, have you?
No.
They won't have you, will they, Clive?
All my sticky pillows are at
home. Clive, could you maybe just apologise for the people who... saw your stream, quite literally. Mm. And just maybe, you know, talk about how you're going to progress from the real low point you've hit in your career.
Yeah.
You're both. If you don't want the pandas to get their rocks off at least twice in their whole lifetime, they'll go extinct. If it's down to you and your prudishness, they'll go extinct.
I thought it was a real disrespectful use of taxidermy.
There was some stuff with fluff.
Oh no!
Quite frankly, the insinuation that these people
it's like a big sponge just full of cum.
Sorry about it.
You know, there's a certain kind of bread
horrible,
you can get that's very good for the absorption of cum. The insinuation that these people exist who would begrudge two pandas who are struggling. Let's be honest. They're struggling with the weight. They're all struggling with the weight.
What are you saying? You're saying the pandas, these sexless fat things. Fuck you. Fuck you.
The insinuation.
It's a roundabout way, but Clive's here for you.
The insinuation you wouldn't allow some sexless fat thing. So get the rocks.
Fuck off.
We are pandering to him.
You make me sick. You make me sick.
Clive, thank you for coming on.
I don't need to translate this to Chinese, get through to you.
Thank you very much, Clive.
I've got my fingers up.
Cheers, Clive.
Very good.
Put up himself this time. Clive really just there.
Interesting guest.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah,
people do these crazy jobs, don't they?
They do.
Have you got his card, yeah?
I was a bit suspicious to begin with, but yeah, his methods kind of make sense.
Yeah.
Get the pandas kind of feeling themselves a bit.
Yeah, 100%. Bamboo stick is
and
key.
Others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max, you might have weirded him out a little bit.
Oh.
Just got to remember to toe the line. Come in.
Come in, mate.
Strange man outside. Can I come back?
Yeah, of course. Not a strange man. He's a bloody good fella.
It was Clive back.
Clive Dust, OBE.
Dear me.
OBE?
OBE.
Probably.
Fair play.
Home behave.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's now time for... Do you want to do Maxi's Taxis?
100%.
Wow, what a treat. Oh, wow.
Do we need to leave?
What a 50th podcast treat.
So this version of Maxi's Taxis, we've each written a phrase that Max has to work into the conversation, naturally.
I've got a few lovely sweets here.
Yeah, for every minute that goes by without him using one of the phrases, it's a sweet in the mouth.
Oh, a whole minute?
30 seconds. 30 every 30 seconds, seconds that goes by seconds. Without him using it. The three phrases are, there's been a lot of lies told about me. Oops, call the Throbber Patrol. And by the way, I am not a paedophile. Max, so every 30 seconds that goes by without using one of the three phrases that we've written, you'll have to do a sweep.
Okay.
And the three phrases are written down here. You can read them when the course starts.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Max.
The cringe and unfunny segment is back. today we're calling my hometown of Portsmouth.
Player, mommy.
Yeah, I've got Aqua Cars, famous taxi company from the land.
Boats, mate.
Pardon?
I think they've got boats.
So we're going to give them a call and see if we can just get around the city.
Yeah, man.
Yes, good please. Luck.
Good evening, your phone speaking, how can I help?
Hello, can you hear me, mate? My phone...
Yes, I can.
You can hear me, loud and clear.
Yes.
I just need to call about a taxi, is that your business?
Yes, this is a taxi company.
Oh, brilliant. Very happy to speak to you, sir. I've not had access to my phone for a while, you know. There's been a lot of lies told about me. And me phone was confiscated by me son. But I've got me hands on it now. I wondered if you could get me a taxi from the Guildhall to the beach.
Sure, where exactly on the Guildhall are you?
Just on the steps. I want to go to the beach and see the ladies in bikinis. Oops, call the Throbber Patrol. Yes?
Can you tell me the exact location in Guildhall?
Just on the steps. I don't know. I'm just looking around. All I can see are steps and pavement.
Do you see any pub or anything?
I can see... Ooh, there's some people over there giggling. I think they're... No, God! By the way, I'm not a paedophile. I should say this. They're of age, women and men, together.
I'm not talking about the people around you. I want the public place or any landmark.
Oh, sorry, sorry. The place, not the people. you know what? Don't worry. I'll walk. I'll use the legs God gave me. And then I'll use the eyes God gave me.
So you don't need the taxi, yeah?
Not anymore, sir. But I must say, thank you for the conversation.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's unbelievable.
That was superb.
That's unreal. Wow.
I'm surprised he stayed on.
He was so nice.
He was. That's the people of Portsmouth
before.
He's
a little bit stern when you weren't a paedophile.
I know.
He starts
I'm not asking about the people.
Oh. I can't believe you got Oops Call the Throbber Patrol in there. That's crazy.
They were all
work.
On the dot as well.
Yeah, it was like 5 seconds to go.
Well done.
Well done, Max.
Very good. Thank you.
That's the best one.
I've never seen anything like that.
Best one I've seen.
I've been practicing.
My phrase will always be there. I'm not a paedophile. We should call the same place each week.
It's still not. After he said it, and he was like, no, I don't care about the people. What people? Are there any people there? Are there people? I'm not a paedophile. No, I don't care about the people. Shut up. Who said people?
Don't care about him.
Still closing the tabs on his computer. Ethan, can we have the final question, please?
It's the final question.
What do you got?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Ethan.
Decided to do the final question. Hopefully, you've not done this one before.
You got a hello from each of us there, if you just want to respond.
I said hello first, so I guess that was equal. We've all said hello to each other now.
I also don't like the fact that my hello is equal to Cameron's.
Why?
Because I feel like I've put more effort into my hello.
Okay. Hello, Max.
Hey, Ethan.
And hi to everyone else.
Ooh. Hey, Mr. James.
And hello, Cameron. The question today is, hopefully you've not done it before. If not, we'll do another one. If you were to be marooned on a desert island for a year, your food and drink covered, what luxury item would you take with you?
I feel like we have done this.
What's covering it?
What's covering it?
Yeah. A bit of tarp.
A cloche.
No, just cling film.
Oh.
You're all on the island together. You can cooperate and bring something, but you must own the item. Should we do that?
I've got an axe. I'll bring the axe.
Brilliant.
Well, right. Well, you've surely got the biggest bed.
Yeah.
What do you mean, surely?
I don't know about that.
You strike me as the kind of guy who'd have a real big bed.
Like bed posts,
I've only got a queen sized.
I'm on a desert island. Outside, you know, just get used to sleeping in the, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'd all be huddling anyway, wouldn't we?
We'd all have bad backs. We'd all have really bad backs in no time.
Yeah.
What are you bringing then?
I'm taking my house.
Cool. You can't take your house.
It's something I've got. It's something I've got. And it's at home.
You technically don't own it.
Stephen, bring your house then.
I technically don't own it.
And he's bringing an axe.
The bank owns it.
Oh,
yeah, I'm bringing my axe.
Yeah, bank can't find
you. When
you
bring a Risk or something, one of the board games.
Handcuffs.
That's so weird, bro.
I'm game for that.
That'd be a fun with that.
Handcuff keys.
Because you don't need to tie yourself together testing them. Yeah, my axe won't go through them, mate. I need some sun cream.
Maybe some goggles.
Goggles.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's actually fun. Yeah. We could all share the goggles. Yeah.
No!
Fuck off.
So what we got? We've got an axe, handcuffs, goggles.
But I'm not bringing it. If he's not letting me have a go at the goggles, he's not having anything that I'm bringing.
Yeah, goggles.
Night vision goggles, yeah?
Yep. Perfect for a deserted island.
I'll tell you what I'll bring, my water flosser.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I'll take my water flosser.
I'm probably going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, you're trying to have a sleep at night.
Be stuck up a tree by the end of night one.
Well, you're trying to sleep after having lots of fun with your goggles. I'm going to sneak up on you with water flosser. I'm going to give you a quick squirt.
Yeah, I'll squirt on you then when you're asleep.
Nice.
Don't.
Ethan, you can chuck a fifth item in for us.
Well, with these
you're not here on the island.
Well, all right, okay. Well, I was going to say if I was with you, I'd probably bring cyanide.
No.
But on this
you
occasion...
You want cyanide?
Crazy,
are you
that,
getting
that
through customs?
You know what? That's a very good point.
How are we getting to this island?
Off anywhere fun, gents?
Any luggage? Not really.
Just hand luggage.
Oh, I've got a drying rack, so when we go for a little swim or whatever, can hang up my clothes. And
we've got clothes, have we?
We can hang them over
trees,
yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
What are we picturing this island like? Like, is it like a nice...
beach with some... palm trees.
Yeah, see, I'm picturing something about like bit of you know where you've got a bit of a beach and then there is dense forest.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I'm bringing me jellies.
Small, but there is
Do I need my blue pills? Probably not. I'm still bringing my goggles, mate.
Swimming in mint. Ethan was on the island.
Yeah, no one's snorkeling, mate.
I'll get a book before we go on how to build a shack.
Nice.
That's at least
Shaquille O'Neal.
It's a big statue.
Autobiography.
He's our god now. We pray to Shaquille O'Neal to keep us dry.
A year's up, we don't leave. We must stay.
Plus this book forms a nifty shelter.
Lord of the Superflies. Oh, that's really fun. Good.
Okay. Great fun. Yeah. Great year.
Great fun.
One for one for the animals.
We'll film it all and put it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might have to be £4 a month.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, I'll keep it three.
Do you reckon I'll probably bring some Manjaro?
You won't need that.
Why not?
It's not much. I guess there is.
Well, you
some
said food,
food
supplied. And
yeah, that's
my
true.
My issue is, if I don't have my Manjaro, I'm going to be eating all of it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
These guys are going to go hungry.
A lot of courgettes, a lot of tomatoes.
Oh, fuck off! No.
A lot of dildos and tomatoes. I'm hearing.
But a fresh fresh light.
I suppose it is, yeah.
Well,
Hello fresh light.
Hello fresh light. You get one a month.
Hollowed out a courgette.
It hollowed me out.
Well,
if it's a fresh light, if the courgette's a fresh light, you're using it to.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well done, mate. You got a sick twist in mind, you have, haven't you?
Cut your dick off with my axe.
Fucking try, mate.
You blunted it.
The axe shatters into a million pieces. It's a dream, isn't it?
You gave my axe the ick.
My axe killed itself. Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, guys. Cheers.
Friends. Love this desert island, baby. I just go drown myself in the fucking ocean.
Crazy you didn't do that at Epstein's, but this one, this one you don't like.
Got an image. It's so funny. I've just got this image of Max drowning.
Thanks. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And we've all lost it so much. We stopped jumping on the beach. To a statue of Shaquille O'Neal. Save him, save him. Save him,
And in your adult mind, he does.
You're reaching back, your man. That's so stupid.
Tom's there wanking into a courgette. I'm drowning in my goggles so I can see all the fish coming to eat me. Love this, man.
Still waiting, fishies.
Come on.
I don't bite.
Not unless you ask me to. Ethan's there with his cyanide.
Thank you very much for watching. I've been joined by CGBG.
Thanks. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Sam Looney.
Looney.
Thank you.
Looney.
Looney. Ethan James behind the desk.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold the applause.
And Max the Munt Smith.
It's been my pleasure and my honour to serve.
Thank you, Cameron.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.